Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, The Blue Apron Cookbook, 65 Essential Recipes and Lessons for a Lifetime of Home Cooking. Created by the Apron Culinary Team, is a modern, technique-driven cookbook designed to make home cooks more capable and more confident. Rather than functioning only as a collection of dishes, it aims to teach foundational cooking methods through step-by-step recipes that explain both how to execute a technique and why it works. The book draws on the instructional style associated with the Blue Apron Meal Kit brand, translating that guided approach into a comprehensive kitchen reference. Across its broad range of recipes, readers encounter core methods such as roasting, braising, pan searing, steaming, poaching, and frying, with chapters that build skills progressively. The cookbook is also known for extensive visual support, using abundant color photography to clarify processes and outcomes. Positioned as a practical all-in-one resource for everyday cooking, it emphasizes approachable meals, classic principles, and contemporary flavor preferences, while encouraging readers to develop lasting competence beyond any single recipe. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, technique-first cooking that explains the how and the why. A defining feature of the cookbook is its commitment to teaching technique, not just providing instructions. Many cookbooks assume readers will follow steps faithfully. This one explicitly frames cooking as a set of transferable skills. By emphasizing both how to perform a method and why it produces a particular result, the book helps readers build intuition that carries from one recipe to the next. That educational stance is especially valuable for common pain points in home cooking, such as knowing when to serve versus simmer, how heat level changes texture, or why resting meat matters. The recipes function as practice opportunities, using real meals to reinforce core principles and repeatable patterns. This approach also supports troubleshooting when a sauce breaks, a protein overcooks, or vegetables turn out bland. The reader is nudged toward understanding causes rather than blaming the recipe. Over time, the reader is encouraged to move from dependence on step-by-step guidance to more independent decision-making. The result is a cookbook that aims to be a long-term reference, useful both for learners who want structure and for experienced cooks who want a clear, method-centered refresher. Secondly, skill building through essential cooking methods and meal types. The book organizes learning around major techniques and practical meal categories that show up repeatedly in everyday cooking. Roasting, slow roasting, braising, pan searing, soups, steaming and poaching, and frying are among the core method families it highlights, creating a framework that mirrors how many cooks actually plan meals. This structure reinforces the idea that once a method is understood, many dishes become variations rather than entirely new challenges. A roast chicken, for example, can become a template for seasoning choices and side pairings, while braising demonstrates how time and moisture transform tougher cuts into tender results. Pan searing sections typically sharpen timing and heat control, skills that translate across meats, fish, and vegetables. Beyond proteins, the inclusion of staples like salads, sandwiches and condiments, pasta, pizza, risottos, and desserts expands the reader's repertoire in a balanced way. The progression from basics to more involved preparations helps readers stack competencies gradually. Instead of treating each recipe as a one-off, the cookbook encourages readers to recognize patterns in preparation, temperature management, and finishing steps that can be applied widely. Thirdly, step-by-step guidance and strong visual learning support. The cookbook is designed for clarity, leaning heavily on an instructional, stepwise format that resembles the guided experience many people associate with meal kits. That readability matters because technique learning often fails when instructions are too compressed or assume prior knowledge. Here, the emphasis is on making processes explicit, which helps readers execute unfamiliar tasks with less hesitation. Extensive color photography supports this goal by showing what intermediate stages should look like, not only the finished plate. Visual cues can be crucial when learning to judge doneness, browning, thickness, or emulsification, all areas where written descriptions alone can be ambiguous. The combined effect is to reduce friction in the kitchen. Readers spend less time second-guessing and more time practicing. For beginners, the structure provides reassurance and a sense of momentum. For experienced cooks, it can serve as a quick reference to confirm technique steps or spark ideas for presentation and component building. The book is therefore positioned as both a learning tool and a practical working cookbook, aiming to make correct execution more repeatable even on busy weeknights. Fourthly, modern flavor, classic foundations, and confidence to improvise. While the cookbook emphasizes foundational methods, it also aims to match contemporary tastes, balancing classic culinary principles with fresh flavor combinations. That mix is part of its appeal. Readers learn time-tested building blocks such as roasting, braising, and pan searing while still cooking dishes that feel current and interesting. The educational angle supports improvisation, because once cooks understand why a technique works, they can swap ingredients, adjust seasoning profiles, or change formats without losing control of the outcome. This is where the book's lessons can have the biggest payoff. Instead of treating recipes as rigid formulas, the reader is encouraged to see them as examples of a broader logic: how acids brighten richness, how herbs shift a dish from hearty to fresh, or how a sauce can tie together simple components. The inclusion of categories like condiments and foundational preparations reinforces this flexibility by giving cooks tools to add flavor quickly and consistently. Over time, the reader can move from executing a single dish to composing meals with variations, using the same method to produce different results. The goal is not only successful dinners, but also durable kitchen confidence. Lastly, ingredient values seasonal thinking and thoughtful sourcing. A consistent theme associated with the Blue Apron brand and reflected in the cookbook is an emphasis on ingredients as a foundation for good cooking, including a preference for seasonal variety and more thoughtful sourcing. In practice, this supports better flavor and encourages readers to see ingredient selection as part of the craft, not merely a shopping task. Seasonality also naturally teaches adaptation when produce changes. Cooks learn to substitute intelligently while keeping the underlying technique stable. The book pairs that ingredient mindset with a broad range of recipes that can be repeated across the year, helping readers avoid the trap of cooking only a few familiar dishes. For readers interested in balancing enjoyment with a more mindful approach to cooking, the cookbook positions wholesome, high-quality ingredients as a starting point rather than an afterthought. Importantly, the focus remains practical. The recipes are designed to be achievable at home, and the technique lessons help readers get the most from what they buy by cooking with better heat control, seasoning, and timing. As a result, ingredient awareness becomes part of the book's broader educational mission, reinforcing that great results come from both good products and good execution. In conclusion, this cookbook best serves home cooks who want more than a stack of recipes and instead want a durable set of skills. Beginners who feel unsure about core methods can benefit from the structured, step-by-step approach and the heavy visual guidance, which make it easier to attempt unfamiliar techniques with less anxiety. Intermediate cooks will find value in the way chapters reinforce repeatable patterns, helping them move from following recipes to planning meals with flexible variations. Even experienced cooks can use it as a practical reference for foundational methods and for fresh, modern ideas grounded in classic technique. The key benefit is confidence built through understanding by emphasizing both how to do something and why it works. The book supports better judgment in real kitchens where conditions vary. In a crowded cookbook category, it stands out by positioning itself as a teaching tool first, using accessible meals as vehicles for culinary education. The breadth of methods, the focus on essential meal types, and the strong instructional design make it closer to a skills-oriented kitchen companion than a trend-driven collection. For readers seeking a dependable guide to everyday home cooking that encourages long-term growth, it offers a clear pathway from competence to creativity. If you would like to support Apron Culinary Team, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.